going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's take a quick look at the Royals' opponent for the next 3 days. Let's head down to H-Town and be joined by Robert Ford, who is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. Robert, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Carrington. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Let's start with this about Houston, and I'm obviously looking at this from the outside looking in. Houston always finishes strong, but they always start the year a little bit slow. Why is that?
Well, last year they started slow, started 7-19. But previous years they were, you know, I mean, maybe didn't get off to a great start, but at least were hovering around 500 over the first month of the season. I think sometimes it just takes teams. I mean, it's rare for teams to just get out of the gate, you know, and win 20 of their first 30 games or something like that, no matter how good you are. So sometimes it just takes a little bit of time.
Right now, we're talking to Robert Ford, just getting a little bit of a feel for the Houston Astros. You guys are in second place in the division. Seattle leads the division. You guys are tied with the Athletics. I don't know if they're the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's. I don't know if we know what their team name is right now. How do you kind of handicap Houston in their division?
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things until somebody knocks off the Astros, I think it's hard to pick against them. But with that said, you know, you mentioned the Mariners, they're off to a really good start. And now that's a team that often gets off to slow starts, but they've gotten off to a really good start, even with a bunch of injuries. That A's team is certainly much improved. And the Rangers certainly have a lot of talent. If they ever put it all together, they could make a run. So I think, you know, the Astros have to be the favorite just based on previous history. But I think there are three teams that could potentially win that division.
You mentioned that it's tough to pick somebody else in that division until someone knocks them off. We're certainly aware of that here in Kansas City. What is it about Houston as an organization, as a franchise, that has led them to be so consistent over the last 8 to 9 seasons?
Well, I think it starts with, you know, obviously having really good players. You know, that's number one. I mean, you think about all the talent that's come through the Astros over the years. A lot of it has since left, but you know, you think over the last several years, you know, Jose Altuve is still there. You know, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker were there the last several years. George Springer, Carlos Correa, if you go back further. So that's a big part of it. I also think the Astros have been really good when it comes to making pitchers better, whether it's pitchers they develop in their own organization, like a Framber Valdez, or pitchers that they get from other organizations who they were able to help either get to the next level or really improve. You think about what Gerrit Cole did when he came over to the Astros in a trade. You think about Justin Verlander, who was already great, won two more Cy Youngs with the Astros. So I think those are probably the two biggest strengths of the Astros over the last decade or so.
Right now, we're talking to Robert Ford here for a couple more minutes, just taking a closer look at the Royals' next opponent in the Houston Astros. From a pitching perspective, how do you think the Astros match up with the Royals? The Royals are 26th in offense. How do you think the Astros' pitching staff lines up with the Royals in this series?
I mean, the Royals pitching staff is really good. I think the Astros pitching staff, though, is about as good as anyone's, especially when they're healthy, which they're not completely right now. You know, Spencer Arrighetti is out right now. Hayden Wesneski, who got off to a great start after coming over in the Kyle Tucker trade from the Cubs, he's out right now with an elbow injury. So the rotation is not quite at full strength. But even without that, Framber Valdez is going to start the second game of the series. He's coming off a really strong outing against the Brewers. A bit of a slow start to the year for him, but he's as talented as any pitcher in baseball. And then you think about Hunter Brown, who the Royals are going to miss in this series. He's gotten off to as good of a start as any pitcher in baseball this year, and he's basically carrying over what he did for much of last year. So I think when you look at the Astros' rotation and you look at the back end of their bullpen, it's about as good as any team out there. So, I mean, I'd take the Astros pitching against anybody.
I was just going to ask you about Hunter Brown. I'm reading a little bit more on the Astros, and it says that he's uncertain to go in their third game. If he doesn't go for the Astros, who would take his place?
Well, the Astros are going to a six-man rotation right now. Hunter Brown could start that third game, as you mentioned, on regular rest, but the Astros want to go to a six-man rotation because this weekend started a stretch of 17 straight games. So Hunter Brown's going to get pushed back. It's TBA for that last game. There's a very good chance that the Astros will call up a pitcher from AAA. The most likely candidate would be Colton Gordon, who's a left-hander. When he does pitch in a game, it would be his big league debut. But it's likely that TBA spot for the Astros rotation on Wednesday will be a call-up from AAA.
I asked you how you thought the Royals matched up against the Astros pitching. I'll ask you the same question on the other side. You mentioned the Astros pitching has been very good. The Royals have been very good in this so far this season as well. You got Michael Wacha, Chris Bubich, and Michael Lorenzen. So you don't get Lugo. You also don't get Reagans. But Bubich has been as good as anybody as well, and Wacha and Lorenzen have certainly pitched well as well. How do you feel from the other side? How do you think the Astros lines up against the Royals pitching?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I think it comes down to being able to capitalize as an offense or whatever opportunities you get. And that's something that has been hit or miss for the Astros at this point. You think about the series these two teams played a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City where the Royals shut out the Astros 2 days in a row. Those are situations where the Royals pitch well, but when the Astros did have opportunities, they weren't able to cash in. So I think that's what you have to do against the teams that pitch well, especially really good starters, is when you do get opportunities, because it's rare that you have a game where you just have no scoring chances. Sometimes that happens and you just tip your cap, but most of the time you'll have at least one or two chances to put some runs on the board, and you have to be able to cash in on those. And if you're able to do that, then you have a chance to beat even teams with really good pitching, especially if you pitch well against them.
Right now we're talking to Robert Ford for a couple more minutes here. Rob, who's the most famous person you got to meet as the play-by-play announcer? There's a lot of famous people that are from Houston. You guys have had Simone Biles throw out the first pitch, Megan Thee Stallion throw out the first pitch. Who have you got to meet doing this job?
That's a great question. You know, I usually don't get to meet the people throwing out the first pitches because, you know, they're down on the field and I'm up in the booth at that point. This year, we did have Kelvin Sampson join us. We've had him join us a few times. The head coach at the University of Houston, of course, was at Oklahoma and a few other schools before that. And he's been on with us a few times. Big baseball fan. and loves talking baseball with us and basketball with us. As he's certainly up there. I'm trying to think who else I've gotten to meet. I mean, obviously a lot of great players. We had Cal Ripken Jr. Join us for a game one year, one of my first years with the Astros. That was a real thrill. Somebody that I grew up watching. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the cool things about, getting to do this job. And by the way, there was a White House visit as well in 2023 after the Astros, won the 2022 World Series. So I didn't actually get to meet Joe Biden, who was a president at the time, but I was in the same room as the president. And I mean, that, and being in the White House is about as cool of an experience as you can imagine.
Where do the Astros fit in the conversation? Because you think of Texas, it's obviously a big football state. You've got the Texans there with C.J. Stroud. They've made the playoffs the last couple of years. Houston made a run to the national championship. You guys are always in the mix with the Astros. Where do the Astros fit in the sports conversation in Houston?
Well, I mean, there's no question the Astros are the most popular team in Houston. And that's been true for the last, you know, 8 or 9 years or so, because they've been so successful, you know, had the run of 7 straight ALCS appearances through 2023, you know, have been to the playoffs every year but one since 2015. So you combine that with also the fact that you mentioned the Texans making the playoffs the last couple of years, but before the last couple of years, the Texans went through a pretty fallow period there for a while. So they kind of fell off. You know, the Rockets obviously made it back to the playoffs this year, but they had several down years after James Harden left. So the Astros certainly are it. And then you think about college sports. You mentioned University of Houston and the run their basketball team has been on. But I mean, you know, if you didn't go to University of Houston, you're not as invested in that. And there are a lot of people in Houston who are fans of University of Texas, Texas A&M. Both of which are within reasonable driving distance. So if you're fans of those schools, you're not really all that interested in what University of Houston is doing, especially if you're a Texas fan, since they're now in the Big 12 with them. So I think the Astros, without question, are the most popular sports organization in Houston.
A couple more questions here, Rob. First question is going to be, when you get a hot dog, what are you putting on it? This is a very important question that we ask every baseball person. What are you putting on your dog?
Just mustard. If it's a good hot dog, technically you don't really need anything if it's a really good hot dog, but just a little bit of mustard, some brown mustard preferably, that's got a little bit of a kick. That's all I need.
Last thing here. I've actually never been to Houston. I've never been to the ballpark before. You know Kansas City as a food city. They actually just put Joe's back inside the stadium, so people are getting that taste for that hometown barbecue. What are you guys known for in the stadium, food-wise?
That's a great question, and I'm probably the worst person to answer it because I'm never at the concession stands at the ballpark. But, you know, from what I hear from people, you know, friends of mine who come to games, even people who come in from out of town that are friends of mine, you know, the overall food is really good, and there's a lot of variety. I will say, though, that probably the best options are on the club level. So if you do come to a game in Houston at Daikin Park, try to get into the club level, get seats there, which is the second level of the stadium. That tends to be the best food options from what I understand.
You know what? I'm happy that you said the name of the stadium because that's always going to be either Enron Field or Minute Maid Park to me. So the fact that you said the new sponsor, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, of course, that's what I would do while I was on 610 Sports, right?
No, 100%. That is our guy, Robert Ford, joining us on the show today. Robert, man, I'm always happy to catch up with you. Really happy for your success, man. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
All right. Likewise, Carrington. Good talking with you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.